This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've talked about catfish a lot in the recent weeks, and we've talked about where to catch them in lakes and ponds throughout the area, but we seldom mention the rivers. And throughout the summer, anglers of all types can be found prowling the major rivers, lakes, and ponds in the pursuit of catfish. Fortunately, catfish are abundant in most waters throughout the southern Illinois-Mississippi River drainage, and few can argue that the Mississippi, Ohio, and Illinois rivers yield plenty of catfish each year. In fact, the Ohio River, as it flows along the state's eastern border, has always been a location worthy of considering. Results from annual surveys conducted by the IDNR show this river contains a healthy population of blue, flathead, and channel catfish. Most common are channel cats in the 1 to 5 pound class, and biologists commonly sample flatheads weighing up to 30 pounds. And the Mississippi and Illinois River anglers will find most any area with structure filled with hungry catfish. Here, too, surveys have revealed good numbers of channel, blue, and flathead cats. In recent years, nearly half the catfish collected by IDNR biologists measured 16 inches or more in length. Interestingly, however, it is rare that the anglers consider many of our state's smaller rivers and streams when looking for a catfishing spot. Best of all, a fancy boat or expensive gear is not needed when pursuing forktails from these smaller rivers and streams, and that all that's really required is a bit of patience, a supply of bait, and a good recipe for hush puppies. Though they're not nearly as large as the Mississippi or Illinois River, catfish populations in the Sangamon, Kaskaskia, and Big Muddy River are every bit as comparable. Many local catfishermen hold the Sangamon River in high esteem. Each year it yields large numbers of quality catfish. But the best-kept secret is the excellent opportunities this river offers for bragging-sized flathead cats. Numerous flatheads, up to 50 pounds, are hauled from this waters each year. And the Kaskaskia River feeds Lake Shelby on Carlisle Lake and then continues 70 or so miles southwest until reaching the Mississippi River near Ellis Grove. Channel catfish are widely distributed throughout the southern reaches of this river, particularly due to abundance of habitat. The habitat here includes log jams, brush piles, undercut tree roots, and deep pools. The area below the Carlisle Dam holds good numbers of catfish as well. Downstream IDNR samplings actually show fewer numbers of cats as the river heads south. However, the average size of the fish increases, with numerous cats over 4 pounds in weight in the population. And the unchannelized portion of the river between Carlisle and Fayetteville regularly yields fish in the 1 to 2 pound range. Fish in the portion of the river that tend to relate to traditional woody debris, that's the type of habitat you'll find in this section of the river. Below Evansville, where the river is channelized for navigation, the fish average just over a half pound. Most popular baits among Kaskaskia River anglers include dip baits, worms, leeches, minnows, and chicken livers. Though similar in many ways, the Big Muddy River also has a character of its own. A meandering stream that flows through Wren Lake in Franklin County, it winds southwest and meets the Mississippi just south of Grand Tower. Catfishing is good in the upper end of Wren Lake where the Big Muddy enters the lake, and local anglers fish nightcrawlers along the riprap and the flooded brush of the sub-impoundments. In the waters below Wren, the river flows gently through the Shawnee National Forest where anglers will find plenty of access areas. So there you go, folks. There's lots of places to fish, and a lot of them right in our own local rivers. So that's the place to go if you're looking for catfish. And we've been talking a bit about catfish and where to catch them. And Carlisle Lake right now is one of them good catfish lakes. And it's sitting at about 446 and falling in very good water clarity right now. And the best bets right now are white bass and catfish. White bass are rated very good with crankbaits followed by a curly-tail jig tied up above it. Catfish are also in full swing with a lot of big fish coming in right now. Anglers are catching these on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. And crappie and bass are taking a back seat to the white bass right now. There's just not a whole lot going on. At Lake Shelbyville, however, bass are rated fairly good at this time on plastics, jigs, and crankbaits off the flats and points. And catfish are rated fair on mud leeches, shad, and dip baits. Crappie were fair to slow recently, but fair at times on minnows fished around the cover 16 to 19 feet deep. and some were caught also trolling. And the white bass are fair early and late in the day, and a few walleye are being caught trolling as well. So you can catch fish at Lake Shelbyville. In fact, there's quite a few fish being caught over Lake Shelbyville right now. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated only fair. Minnow spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs, and soft plastics are producing most of the fish. And reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and the South Markham Cove. The crappie are rated good, however. Mealworms, small and medium minnows, fished 8 to 10 feet deep, a quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs, all working very well. The trick has been to fish the fish attractors. Fish are moving out to the main lake points right now, and fish can be found in the main lake south of Highway 154. The best action is 8 to 10 foot deep near the brush or fish attractors, and from the shore, fish near the structures. Hot spots are in South Sandusky, North and South Markham, and brush piles are holding a lot of fish right now. And the bluegill are rated good. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, crickets, all yielding good catches. If you're fishing from shore, try the sailboat harbor, the Mine 21 Road. If you're fishing from boats, you might try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs. Set bait at about half the water depth and fish in the back of the necks in the flat, shallow banks and on the rocks. And the channel catfish, another great catch. In fact, probably the best catch right now, rated excellent. Large minnows, leeches, cut shad, dip baits, night crawlers, commercial catfish baits of all types are working very well. Try using leeches and moving water and drift fish to flats. Set your line 3 to 4 foot deep and fish over the shore and rocks in the shallow bays. Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, and the Jackie Branch have all been good spots. And the white bass are rated fair. Inline spinners, jig and curly tail grubs yielding good numbers of fish around the 154 bridges. You can also fish the rocks and drop-offs and fish the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. So there is a 20 fish creel limit on the white bass, so keep that in mind. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.